Welcome in to the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Cam Good. Cam is a starting linebacker for the Cal Bears and is one of the top returning players on a fantastic defense, as he led the Bears with 9.5 sacks and 14 tackles for a loss last season. Cam, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're a little bit ways away from the start of the season, but football activities are going to be starting to ramp up. Thinking back to this offseason as a whole, though, what did you work on in particular with the time off to get yourself to where you wanted to be for your redshirt senior season?
I really worked on continuing to just get bigger and stronger with another year of maturity. So trying to get more mass and be able to dominate against my opponents this year.
Just like Jack mentioned, 9.5 sacks, 14 tackles for loss, career high numbers you put up last season. What do you think you did during that year to see the progression?
I feel like I just continually got better during the season at pass rush, because the past 2 years, I unfortunately suffered from the same foot injury that ended up making me miss like 16 games. So felt like just getting more and more playing this year, I just kept getting better, working more moves, and getting to the quarterback.
You mentioned missing a significant amount of time. We know that's tough for every collegiate player, but Cam, how do you think that adversity has shaped you to now be a better player going into your final season of college football?
It makes me not take things for granted. It makes me always play every play like it could be my last, because it could just be taken in 1 second, because I had a good game against North Carolina the first game, and then next thing I know, third quarter, I'm done for the season. So I'm always going hard and making sure I leave it all out there.
Cam, last year finishing the season on a high note, defeating Illinois in the Red Box Bowl. But going back to the season, performances like that against UCLA, Stanford, where you had 2 sacks respectively, do those types of performances give you a boost of confidence?
Yeah, they definitely give me a boost of confidence. It definitely ensures me that I can get to the quarterback. So I just know I gotta keep working, even if the first move doesn't work. Try another move and just keep working to get back to the quarterback. And big games like that just makes me more hungry for more.
Your defense, Cam, is one of the best in the nation. You think back end, front end, throughout the entire group. We saw Evan Weaver last year, one of the best college football players ever, the success he had going to the NFL. How would you then describe the football culture that you guys have defensively that has allowed you to have so much success?
When I first got here, Cal was for sure an offensive team with Dykes, and then Wilcox came in here and he changed the culture, and he made us a real defensively minded team and just tough team all around. And so that just really helped us pride ourselves on limiting points and getting turnovers for sure, always trying to get the ball.
Cam, like Jack just mentioned, Evan Weaver, phenomenal player, the numbers he put up last season. But players have gone through this Cal football program and are now succeeding at the next level. How has their success motivated you?
Seeing big guys make big plays in the NFL and sign these big contracts, and it makes me motivated, because I know I see a lot of Cal guys are just set up to be successful in the league. So it makes me know that playing here definitely gives you a good shot of being a star in the NFL, and that's what I'm ultimately trying to be.
For those who don't know, Cam, what type of role did you play on this Cal defense in terms of the scheme and just as a whole last season?
I try to do my part. I'm mostly getting the quarterback, trying to help these DBs out, make them not cover too long, because we got some good DBs back there, and I don't want them holding, having to hold these receivers for too long. So that's part of it, and just using speed to get TFLs and stuff like that.
Cam, coming from Texas, can you talk a little bit about the recruiting process, what that was like for you, and why you ended up choosing Cal?
I had offers from places like all over the country and not really Texas where I was from. I only had Texas State that really sent me out an offer. So I didn't know too much about Cal when they first offered me. I wasn't really considering it too hard, but then I really looked into the school, looked at the academic side of it, looked at the Pac-12 big football side of it, and knew it was a good fit.
Thinking about where you're at now in your career and just being at college for this amount of time, how do you think Cal has set you up for success, not only on the field, but off the field for the rest of your life?
It's always a grind here. It's never easy. Teachers never make it easy on players, especially. So always having a busy schedule and having to stay on top of stuff definitely set me up to be successful.
This season, Cam, guys are going up against a lot of talented teams, but what do you feel this Cal football team has to do to win the Pac-12 this season?
I feel like we just have to execute. I feel like everybody's got more experience over the years. We got some experienced guys, and we know what to do. We just got to get it done.
This Cal offense that you guys defensively get to go up features like the Chase Garbers and a lot of talented weapons. How do you think going up against some of the best players in the nation has helped your development as a whole?
Oh, it's always fun competing against guys. I like competing against Jake Curhan, our big tackle, who's gotten better. We both gotten each other better over the years, and it's just fun competing against them. It's serious, but it's also fun at the same time. We're always just trying to get each other better.
We know that you've had two interceptions throughout your career, all returned for touchdowns. But what was that feeling like when you got the ball, and what was going through your mind after you caught the ball?
Every time I get the ball, I know I want to score immediately, because if I get tackled, I'm going to just be mad at myself all game and know I could have made a play. So every time I get that ball, I'm looking to do anything to stay up and get in the end zone.
Individually, do you have any statistical goals? We saw the success you had last season. So do you have any goals for this upcoming season in terms of numbers?
I haven't thought about numbers too much yet, but if I had 9.5, I want at least 14, 15 this year. Sacks.
And Cam, your first year getting on campus, you took a redshirt year. How do you think taking that year off and developing more as a player helped you on the long run?
I feel like it was good to take the year to get stronger, but also to just sit back and watch the older guys, how they operate, how everything is supposed to go, and just watching the leaders ahead of me, guys like Looney, Devontae Downs, Ray Davidson, all those guys just showed me the way and made me feel comfortable.
Seeing their leadership skills, you're now in their position as a senior. How do you hope to take on a leadership role to help those younger guys in the upcoming season?
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I'm the leader now, because I've always had people to look up, and now I'm the oldest. But I'm more of a lead by example kind of guy. We got louder dudes on the team who are more vocal, but I'm a lead by example kind of guy to show the younger guys what to do.
And Cam, just like you're going to take on a leadership role this season, when you first arrived, new to the whole college football scene, was there a player or a coach that kind of took you under their wings and helped you a lot?
Looney or Ray are just two guys that I could just talk to whenever I was just nervous. Like one time against Looney, on the way to a game, I was just asking him if he still gets nervous for games. And this was before I even played a snap, like my redshirt freshman year. And he just was always joking on game day and just made me feel comfortable. And just looking up to guys like him just helped me know I can do this.
When looking at this Cal Bear football team, we see the upperclassmen success and just the talent you guys have as a whole. But is there an underclassman, one of the younger guys in the program that hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but really stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
I feel like two of our safeties that are coming in to replace the two guys that just got drafted will be pretty good, pretty breakout dudes. We got a younger dude named Craig Woodson, who was supposed to be good. And then we got Daniel Scott. We got Elijah Hicks back there. But yeah, I feel like Daniel Scott and Craig Woodson should be two guys good for us this year.
And Cam, obviously this season's going to be a lot more interesting. No fans. How much of a factor do you think that's going to play on this Cal football team?
It's definitely going to be a little bit of a challenge because you have to bring your own energy. But I feel like you always have to bring your own energy to every game. And if there's a dude in front of you, you're obviously going to want to whoop him and be competitive. So you just got to find your own energy. It won't be too tough.
Your position, you get to go up against some great tackles in the Pac-12. As a whole, last season, was there one that stood out to you as the best that you went up against?
Yeah, I feel like the easy one would be Penei Sewell, who was the number one O-lineman in the country. He's just a real physical guy, and he moves real well for his size. And I'm hoping to get a sack on him. That's a big goal for me.
Studying film and being able to break it down is such an important aspect of the game of football. But when you're watching film, what type of tendencies do you look for in the offensive game?
Well, I just like guys who will pass the ball. So give me chances to rush. So yeah, a team that passes the ball as well as running too. Yeah, I like to rush a lot.
Playing at Cal, some great atmospheres that you get to partake in. What's the atmosphere like playing at a home game? And is there an opponent as well that you just love playing against, whether it be the fans, just the atmosphere as a whole as well, or just something about it that you like?
I like playing against Stanford. That's always one of the biggest games of the year, whether it's at our house or theirs. It's still in the Bay, and the fans are always going to come out regardless with the energy, and that's always fun to go against guys like that who live in the Bay too, and big rivalry.
Football runs in the family. Your father played football for Oklahoma and then later on in the NFL. How was it like growing up having a dad playing football, and how has he helped you along this journey?
It was always cool being able to say your dad played in the NFL. I'd always brag about that to my friends. And it's just motivation to know that I have the same athletic abilities as my dad did, so I know I can make it too. And he's always been real tough on me, real critical of my mistakes instead of just talking about the good things. So I feel like having that criticism is always going to make me want to get better, be hungry.
Hypothetically, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would probably say Von Miller, just because his rushes, I love how low he gets and his ability to bend. And I try to model my rushes after him a lot of times, being able to bend that corner and dip under the tackle.
When watching film on other players, is there another player that you take pieces from their game and apply to yours?
I really enjoy watching the dudes at the top. So dudes like Von Miller, Khalil Mack, being able to watch the crazy moves they pull off, because I feel like I can do a lot of those too. I just got to get the feel of it and just watch the things they do.
So two great players. And for our last question, Cam, for any rising high school football player, what's the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I would say look at the colleges for the college, not the coaches, nothing like that, because coaches could be gone in an instant. I figured out my first year here. So, yeah, just getting a real understanding of the school, what it's like, ask a lot of questions, and figure out what the school is like.
That was Cam Gooden, star with the Cal Bears. We really appreciate your time. We're wishing you best of luck in the upcoming season.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.